The Mishnah says in Masechtas Avos, "Kol mi sheyesh bo shlosha dvarim halalu, whoever possesses these three traits, mitalmida shel Avraham Avinu. They are disciples of Avraham Avinu." What are the three character traits? Ayin toiva, which basically means you forgive another person. Ruach nemucha v'nefesh shefela. You're modest, you're humble. On the flip side, if someone has the opposite of these three midos, they're envious, they're haughty, they're greedy, it's considered the Talmud of Bilam HaRasha. So the question is, how do we live a life that is aligned with the values of Avraham Avinu? And what are the benefits of such a life? So let's give a contemporary example. Before Waze, even before there was GPS, if you wanted to go on a trip, you went to the store, you bought a map, you spread it out on the kitchen table, and tried to figure out the best route, the shortest and the cheapest way. But then you got out on the road, and you started driving, and you ran into a construction zone, and there was a detour, or you made a wrong turn, and suddenly you were lost. So you pulled into a gas station, and some guy with a deep voice would say, "So you want to get to Monticello? That means you got to go west. Go 3.5 miles, make a left at the fourth light. If you see Holiday Inn, then you went too far." Then came GPS, a total game changer. You didn't need to ask anyone. It gave you precise directions. But if there was traffic, you were stuck for hours. Then came Waze. Waze changed everything. It didn't just give you directions. It guided you through traffic, construction zones, police traps, traffic lights, speed cameras. It even rerouted you if you missed a turn. But sometimes Waze tells you to get off the highway and take a side road. And you look ahead and you say, "Waze is wrong, it looks clear." So you ignore it. And a mile later, you're sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic. And your ETA jumps 25 minutes. And you say to yourself, "I should have listened. I always regret it when I don't listen to Waze." Why must we listen to Waze? Because you only see a few hundred feet in front of you. Waze sees your entire journey. Living a life of betachen and total reliance on Hashem is like living life on Waze. We must rely on Hashem because our vision is finite. Hashem sees your entire journey through life. He knows what's best for you. So you never question it if Hashem tells you that now is the time to get off the highway and take a dirty, bumpy side road. So when you live with betachen and you say, "Hashem, I trust you, you know what's best for me, you're guiding me even when I don't understand," you live a life with inner peace and serenity. You're not jealous of others, because you know no one can take what is meant for you. You forgive others, because you know that Hashem has a personal GPS route for every person. That is the path of Avraham Avinu, a path of serenity and humility, and trust that Hashem is guiding you along your personal journey through life. But if you think that you know better, and you reject Hashem's directions, you will live a life with stress and frustration and confusion. Just last week, I had a 9 a.m. appointment, and I show up at 5 to 9, and I'm sitting in the waiting room saying Tehillim. And as you can imagine, it's 9:10, 9:20, 9:30. People who arrived after me are being called in, and I'm still sitting there waiting. At first, I was getting a little frustrated, but then I thought, maybe Hashem wants me to say a certain amount of Tehillim before I'm called in. Asher heichem etzav egaver. Every step a person takes is prepared by Hashem. There's no reason to be upset. There's a precise moment that's already been determined. When you will be seen, when you will get to work, when you will get home. So why get agitated if you get stuck in traffic? If we truly believe that it's all orchestrated from above, we will live with so much serenity and peace of mind. Less road rage, less frustration, less anger. Holding on to anger is a psychological burden. When we are angry at someone, when we hold a grudge, we think we are in control. But anger is the antithesis of Amunah. If we truly believe that everything in our lives comes from Hashem, we would never be angry. No one can do anything to us without Hashem allowing it. If we understand that everything is from Hashem, we would never get upset. The Ramah gives this interesting parable. If a branch falls off a tree and scratches your face, would you be angry at the tree? Then why should we get angry at a person who does something to us? If someone hurts us, or says something bad, or insults us, it is only because Hashem wanted it to happen. That doesn't mean we don't hold that person accountable, but we must let go of the emotion and the anger. If we are angry, it's a sign that we lack Amunah. We don't truly believe that everything's from Hashem. So choose the ways of Avraham Avinu. Trust Hashem with every route, because Betachen is the GPS that leads to true serenity. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.